The top job at the federal agency tasked with coordinating the relocation of climate-threatened Alaska villages will soon be vacant. Joel Niemeyer will step down as federal co-chair of the Denali Commission when his term expires this Friday. The Trump administration has not yet named a replacement. As Rachel Waldholtz from Alaska's Energy Desk reports, the vacancy comes at a crucial moment for the agency.
The Denali Commission was established by Congress in 1998 to fund economic development and infrastructure in rural Alaska. But in 2015, President Barack Obama added another mission, assisting Alaska communities threatened by climate change, like Nutak, Shishmaref, and Kivalina. That has been a major focus for Joel Niemeyer. During his 8 years as the head of the agency, it's pivoted from funding new infrastructure to maintaining existing projects and trying to raise awareness of climate impacts. Niemeyer says it's been a sometimes lonely job.
Denali Commission has always been sort of the redheaded stepchild. Regional commissions, by their nature, are unusual. So we are sort of an island out there as an agency. And the biggest challenge will always be to get cabinet-level agencies to pay attention to what we identify are issues of the day.
One of the biggest issues of the day during Niemeyer's tenure has been the threat of coastal erosion, flooding, and deteriorating permafrost in Alaska villages. And he's waged a dogged effort to find more federal funding for those threats. In March, that work paid off. Congress doubled the Denali Commission's budget to $30 million. But now that the funding has finally arrived, Niemeyer's term is ending, and his exit leaves a big hole at the agency. Only the federal co-chair can sign off on spending, so Niemeyer and his staff have worked overtime to approve projects before his last day. Still, he says it's a good time to hand over the reins. The Trump administration has twice proposed eliminating the agency entirely. Niemeyer, who was appointed under Obama, is a Democrat. He says the agency needs a Republican head to make the case for it within a Republican administration.
Not everyone gets to cross the finish line, and I understand that. Yeah, there may be some things that are bittersweet, but I know that my continuance as the federal co-chair won't help the agency in the long run. What actually will help is new blood.
Who that new blood will be remains an open question. The Alaska congressional delegation must nominate candidates for the Trump administration to appoint. A spokesperson for Senator Lisa Murkowski said the senator is currently vetting potential candidates, but no word yet on when a replacement might be announced. From Alaska's Energy Desk, I'm Rachel Waldholtz in Anchorage.